the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. A very warm welcome to our worship this morning. It's good to have you with us, whether here or at home. Just a couple of notices. One to say that this evening it's choral evensong here at 6 o'clock. You're very welcome to join us live in person, or it will be streamed online as well. And lastly, secondly, I've published some Banns of Marriage between Abraham Patrick Mwambwa Luambwe Bwale of this parish, and I hope I've pronounced that right, Abraham, between Claire Louise Pugh, also of this parish, and between Neil Graham Atkinson of this parish and Sharon Dunleavy, also of this parish. These are for the first time of asking. If any of you know a reason in law why these persons may not marry each other, you are to declare it now.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all. Almighty God,
our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of the Church is governed and sanctified, hear our prayer which we offer for all your faithful people, that in their vocation and ministry they may serve you in holiness and truth to the glory of your name. Through our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The first reading is taken from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. I know a person in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that such a person, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows, was caught up into paradise and heard things which are not to be told, that no mortal is permitted to repeat. On behalf of such a one, I will boast, but on my own behalf, I will not boast, accepting my weaknesses. But if I wish to boast, I will not be a fool, for I will be speaking the truth. But I refrain from it, so that no one may think better of me than what is in me, or heard from me, even considering the exceptional character of the revelations. Therefore, to keep me from being too elated, a thorn was given to me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from being too elated. 3 times I appealed to the Lord about this, that it would leave me, but he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness." So I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities for the sake of Christ. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong. This is the word of the Lord.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offence at him. Then Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honour, except in their hometown, and among their own kin, and in their own house." And he could do no deed of power there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. Then he went out among the villages teaching. He called the 12 and began to send them out 2 by 2 and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on 2 tunics. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If any place will not welcome you and they refuse to hear you as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
Speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Not fitting in, and weakness. Two themes to ponder this morning from the readings, themes that are subtly connected, not fitting in and weakness. Well, not fitting in is something that most of us have some experience of. Whether it's starting a new school or a new job or joining a new group or even coming to church, we know that sense that we don't fit in. We don't know anyone. We don't know the rules. We don't know when to stand or sit. But eventually we adapt, we form new friendships, and we do fit in. And generally in life, we like to fit in. And what is true now was true in the time of Jesus. Jesus in the Gospel this morning is back in his hometown. He goes to the synagogue on the Sabbath, just as he always has. But this time something changes. His teaching is different. He has an authenticity and wisdom that astounds those present. And from being someone who fitted in, they took offense at him. It's interesting that this trip to the synagogue precedes the sending out of his disciples in the second half of our gospel reading this morning. They, you recall, have witnessed what happened there. And Jesus sends them out two by two, and as the gospel makes it clear, they will not fit in everywhere. Some will take offense at them. And as followers of Jesus today, this experience of not quite fitting in is around for us sometimes. For though we generally want to fit in, there are times when it can come into conflict with what we think Jesus would have us do. It can be rather inconvenient sometimes, for then we stand out from the crowd. And thinking of crowds, last week I was reminded of a remarkable story about Archbishop Desmond Tutu, a man who time after time showed others the way of Jesus. On one occasion, he stood out from an angry crowd about to kill a man accused of being a collaborator with the South African authorities during those apartheid years. He argued with them and saved the man's life. Now, thankfully, we are not likely to be called into such an extreme situation, but there are times when we may not fit in with the crowd because of our faith. Of course, that runs the risk of being labelled as one of those silly Christians and someone taking offence at what we might say and do, but then that's no bad thing, and we are in good company, as these readings remind us this morning. Paul speaks of this in our first reading, and he is content with insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities for the sake of Christ. None of us, of course, would seek these things out. But Paul recognizes that there is a cost to following the way of Jesus, that we will not always fit in. But if and when it does happen, then let us be clear of our motives. Because history tells us that the language of our faith can be and has been used to justify all sorts of evil. So we are not to be offensive and difficult just for the sake of it. We speak and act and live out of love, calmly, graciously, patiently. Our words and actions fashioned by our life of prayer. And here, as I thought of this theme, Leah came to mind. She was very aged when I knew her, but she was a beautiful Roman Catholic laywoman, a woman who in her long life had seen much change in how churches related to each other. So whereas once a Roman Catholic would not even dare to talk to a Methodist or an Anglican if they could help it, she showed the way graciously, patiently, and lovingly. She was prophetic in her own way, a key person in helping the churches of the island where I served my curacy sign an ecumenical agreement, one of the first of its kind. So Leah. And then if we think of Archbishop Tutu again, it's not just his words, but who he was. For as we think of him, it won't be long before we think of him laughing, the joy of his faith radiating out, rooted in that life of prayer. Gosh, how we need more Leahs and Desmonds in this world. So sometimes we will not fit in as we try to be faithful to Jesus and the way of love. Which brings me to the second theme of this talk, weakness, as we look a little more at that first reading. In it, Paul reminds us that embracing our weakness is a good thing, for through it something of God is revealed. Perhaps this should come as no surprise, really, especially as we think of Jesus' story of his beginnings, born to a young, unmarried woman with few prospects, growing up in obscurity. These were not the corridors of power, wealth, and security where he learned to live, but a life of vulnerability and weakness. But I wonder whether we need to keep reminding ourselves of this paradox, given that as a society we often seem to place such emphasis on what we perceive as being strong leadership. But that doesn't seem to be the way Paul is describing, something he seems to have learned the hard way, describing it perhaps as a thorn. Perhaps this thorn helped him know that it's often from a place of weakness that we learn both more about ourselves and how God draws near to us in and through it. Perhaps that is a lesson the disciples Jesus sent out learned too as they embraced their fears and weakness and proclaimed the good news. And I think the best of our leaders are those who embrace their weakness, who recognize their shortcomings and are open to seeing their weakness not as a fault, but as a gift. For as St. Paul wrote, power is made perfect in weakness. And we gathered here take comfort from the fact that God takes and uses our weaknesses and transforms them so that we can boast all the more gladly of my weakness so that the power of Christ may dwell in me, to use Paul's words. I think our companions this week, Leah and Desmond, knew this and lived it. I was thankful to have known Leah, humble and holy as she was and they were and are. So we ponder these readings filled with the topsy-turvy paradoxes of our faith, a faith that invites us to embrace our weakness, a faith that challenges us to not be afraid to stand out from the crowd as we follow Jesus and gently and humbly, one day at a time, live our lives dedicated to his way of love. But let me close with a prayer written by Archbishop Tutu. Disturb us, O Lord, when we are too well pleased with ourselves, when our dreams have come true because we dream too little, because we sailed too close to the shore. Disturb us, O Lord, when with the abundance of things we possess, we have lost our thirst for the water of life, when having fallen in love with time, we have ceased to dream of eternity, and in our efforts to build a new earth, we have allowed our vision of heaven to grow dim. Stir us, O Lord, to dare more boldly, to venture into wider seas where storms show thy mastery, where losing sight of land we shall find the stars, in the name of him who pushed back the horizons of our hopes and invited the brave to follow. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, begotten not of the Father, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of Mary, light from heaven, true God from true God, begotten not made, of one being with the Father.
In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. We pray for your church, both here in Whitkirk and around the world. Today, thinking especially of the Anglican Church of Papua New Guinea, its clergy, and all who worship. Here at St Mary's, we pray for the work of our parochial church council, its subcommittees, and members. We pray for your guidance as decisions are made on the day-to-day running of our church and on more strategic planning around how we emerge from the long period of restrictions on our worship and ability to engage with our community. In our diocese, we pray for 21 of our brothers and sisters ordained deacon at Ripon Cathedral yesterday. We ask for God's blessing on them, their families, their ministry, and their training incumbents. We pray they will be welcomed into the communities they are going to serve and encouraged as they continue in their journey of faith. Give them and all they come into contact with patience to recognise mistakes are really just learning opportunities. Lord God, may your guiding light continue to inspire, energise and renew. And may your church continue to be a source of comfort, hope, strength, learning and joy for everyone. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen. Amen.
We pray for our world, for those less fortunate than ourselves, those living in extreme poverty, those with no access to food or clean water. We give thanks for those that reach out to offer help and assistance in any way, and in particular for those who put their own safety in jeopardy in the pursuit of aiding others. Give to everyone an understanding of the extreme difficulties faced by people all over the world and a desire to step up and help in whatever way they can. We pray for those living in North America who have been living in the midst of an unprecedented heat wave. In particular, we pray for those who have lost their lives and for their families. We give thanks for the emergency workers who have been having to execute their duties in unbearable temperatures. We are mindful of how human activity has and continues to contribute to extreme weather, and pray that together solutions can be found and actions agreed to reverse the current trend. We pray those nations with the capability to find solutions act to protect the interests of everyone and not just themselves. Lord God, guide the leaders of all nations to set aside their own ambitions and any differences with others in favour of collaboration, peace, and compassion for all. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our nation, for the Queen and her family, and for our political leaders. As we emerge from the economic impacts of COVID, we pray our leaders may strive for an equal society where opportunity is open to all and rewards shared equally. Lord God, give wisdom to our leaders as they strive to find solutions to the challenges of the day. Guide them away from the temptation of promoting self-interest and towards solutions that help the most vulnerable. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our community, for the residents of Kennerley Drive, for anyone who is isolated at this time, for those struggling with debt, for anyone in need of a helping hand. We give thanks for our local parks, open spaces, recreational facilities, and in particular for Temple Newton. We pray all these places may be filled with happiness, laughter, and excitement. Be places of relaxation and peace so that those that visit can do safely, enjoy their time, and come away feeling refreshed. We give thanks for all charities who help those in need and for those who give their time, talent and money to support. In particular, we pray for the charity Cancer Research UK. Loving Lord, we are grateful for all the gifts you have given us, for our community and our surroundings. Guide us to live our lives in a way that values and respects your gifts, protecting them for future generations. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We pray for our family and friends, especially for those we haven't seen for such a long time. We give thanks for those friendships that have sustained us over the years, and in particular those that have provided support over the past 18 months. We pray for those who will find the next phase of lockdown easing difficult. May we show patience compassion and support to those in need. Loving Lord, draw close to each of us, our family and friends. Bring us all to your peace and comfort, and fill us with your Spirit, that we may be bearers of your grace and hope to others. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for those who are sick in body, mind, or spirit, and give thanks for those who look after them. We pray for those who have asked for our prayers, those who are unwell at the minute, Pat Hyde, Beryl Laverick, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Alan Cross, Christine Oates, Jeff Blowers, Jeffrey Lidster, and also those in long-term care. Mary Metcalf, Doreen Hall, Margaret Burton, George Brown, and Jennifer Mould. Comfort and heal all those who suffer. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. We remember those who have recently died. Pat Waite, Joyce Riley, Dorothy Morris. And on the anniversary of their death, Harry Rutherford Sr., Stephen Noble, Stuart Newhouse, Winnie Kowalik. Remember in your mercy all those who have gone before us, and preserve in your faith your servants on earth. Guide us to your kingdom, and grant us your peace at all times. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Be present, Lord Jesus Christ, our risen High Priest. Make yourself known in the breaking of bread. Amen. Amen. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
You are worthy of our thanks and praise, Lord God of truth, for by the breath of your mouth you have spoken your word, and all things have come into being. You fashioned us in your image and placed us in the garden of your delight. Though we chose the path of rebellion, you would not abandon your own. Again and again you drew us into your covenant of grace. You gave your people the law and taught us by your prophets to look for your reign of justice, mercy, and peace. As we watch for the signs of your kingdom on earth, we echo the song of the angels in heaven, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord God, you are the most holy one, enthroned in splendor and light. Yet in the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ, you reveal the power of your love, made perfect in our human weakness. Embracing our humanity, Jesus showed us the way of salvation. Loving us to the end, he gave himself to death for us. Dying for his own, he set us free from the bonds of sin, that we might rise and reign with him in glory. On the night he gave up himself for us all, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Therefore, we proclaim the death that he suffered on the cross. We celebrate his resurrection, his bursting from the tomb. We rejoice that he reigns at your right hand on high, and we long for his coming in glory. We recall the one perfect sacrifice of our redemption. Father, by your Holy Spirit, let these gifts of your creation be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Form us into the likeness of Christ and make us a perfect offering in your sight. With favour on your people, and in your mercy hear the cry of our hearts. Bless the earth, heal the sick, let the oppressed go free, and fill your church with power from on high. Gather your people from the ends of the earth to feast with Blessed Mary and all your saints at the table in your kingdom, where the new creation is brought to perfection in Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. God's holy gifts. For God's holy people, Jesus Christ is holy, Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The body of Christ broken for us all. Amen. The blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen. Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, we beseech you, that the course of this world may be so peaceably ordered by your governance, that your church may joyfully serve you in all godly quietness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Christ, who has nourished us with himself, the living bread, make you one in praise and love, and raise you up at the last day. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ.